This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. The Ministry of External Affairs has said the Nimisha Priya case in Yemen is a sensitive matter and the Government of India has been offering all possible assistance in the case. Addressing media in New Delhi, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the local authorities in Yemen have postponed carrying out her sentence scheduled for the 16th of this month.
The Government of India has been offering all possible assistance in the case. We have provided legal assistance and also appointed a lawyer to assist the family. We have also arranged for regular consular visits by a family, and we are also in touch with local authorities as also the family members to resolve this issue. This included concerted efforts in recent few days to seek more time for the family of Ms. Nimisha Priya to reach a mutually agreeable solution with the other party. We continue to closely follow the matter and render all possible assistance in the case. We are also in touch with some friendly governments in this regard.
On NATO, Secretary General Mark Rutte's statement, the spokesperson said India is closely following the developments. He reiterated that securing the energy needs of the people is the overriding priority for India. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has asserted that India is not concerned about sanctions on Russian crude as there are enough supplies in the market. Speaking at Urja Varta 2025 in New Delhi, Mr. Puri stated that India will import oil from whenever it is available at the cheapest price. He highlighted that this is the new India where the government is not driven by pressure but by impact. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bihar and West Bengal today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said during his visit to Motihari, Bihar, development works worth 7,200 crore rupees will be dedicated to the nation or their foundation stones would be laid. He said these works cover software technology parks, 4 new Amrit Bharat trains, road projects and more. He said these projects will open doors of opportunities for the people. Mr. Modi also said at a program in Durgapur, that West Bengal, that he will lay the foundation stones for various works and also inaugurate project worth 5,000 crore rupees. The Election Commission has said that over 7 crore and 8 lakh enumeration forms have been collected in Bihar so far under the Special Intensive Revision SIR initiative. The commission in a statement said that with 8 days left and so far 89.7% of the existing electors have given their enumeration form to be included in the draft electoral roll to be published on 1st of next month. It added that any elector can also check the status of their enumeration form either on ECI Net app or its website. Special camps are also being set up in this regard in all the 5,683 wards of all 261 urban local bodies of Bihar. Ministry of Defence has said that short-range ballistic missiles Prithvi 2 and Agni 1 were successfully test-fired from the integrated test range in Chandipur, Odisha. The ministry added that launchers validated all operational and technical parameters. These tests were conducted under the aegis of Strategic Forces Command. Indian Navy will commission its first indigenous diving support vessel, DSF INS Nistar, at Vishakhapatnam today. Designed and built indigenously by Hindustan Shipyard Limited at Vishakhapatnam, Nistar represents a major step towards in India's pursuit of Atmanirbharta in defense manufacturing. With contribution from 120 MSMEs, and more than 80% indigenous content, the vessel stands as a testament to India's capability to construct technologically advanced platforms that meet global standards. Sujit Kalkal won the gold medal in the 65 kg men's freestyle category at the Polyak Emery and the Varga Jonas Memorial 2025 wrestling tournament at Budapest, Hungary. The Indian wrestler produced a clinical performance in the final to beat four-time European medalist. And that is the end of the news bulletin.